In local news, a 202-acre section of Indian Island was given back to the Wiat tribe on Tuesday. The Eureka City Council voted unanimously to return this area to tribal jurisdiction. The area was what city officials called a surplus property. But for Wiat Tribal Chairman Ted Hernandez and many tribal members, the area is a sacred site, where their ancestors are buried and the location where they celebrate and perform the World Renewal Ceremony.
I'm, you know, happy. I mean, our ancestors are going to be able to rest now, and everything that happened in the past, we can start healing and moving forward.
Hernandez is referring to the 1860 massacre on Indian Island, where white settlers killed hundreds of Native people. That year, the World Renewal Ceremony stopped and would not continue until more than 100 years later, in 2014. In 2015, Eureka started discussions on how to transfer the land on Indian Island to the Wiat tribe, and before that, in 2000, the Wiat tribe raised money to purchase 1.5 acres of the island's southeastern shore. Hernandez says the effort to return Indian Island to the Wiat people is a result of the entire community working together and supporting Native rights.
I think this community has grown strongly in support for the tribe and for the Wiat people. And to see them coming together and just uniting everybody for this, it's amazing.
After voting to return the parcel of land to the tribe, Eureka City Council member Natalie Arroyo further stated she was sorry the process had taken so long to complete.
Thank you so much for bearing with us and for being here today. And I do hope that we set a precedent that other people can follow in this nation.
Indian Island is in Humboldt Bay between Woodley Island and the Samoa Peninsula. For KHSU, I'm Natalia Estrada.